السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our advice and topic for today is knowledge. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala commanded and instructed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Qul, say, O Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rabbi zidni ilma, increase me in knowledge. We know that the students are preparing to go back to their academic year. The schools will be starting, universities, colleges, all these type of institutions for 2018. Now in Quran Sharif, in the Ahadith Mubarakah, when we speak of knowledge and ilm, what really does it mean? First and foremost, it refers to the knowledge of the Quran Kareem. Therefore, in Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allamah. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. So whether it is teaching the children, whether it is teaching the adults, whether it is making tafsir of the noble Quran, whether it is writing a tafsir, any knowledge, any discipline related, connected to the Quran Sharif directly, so that person will be included under the purview of this hadith. Similarly, secondly will be the sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Quran Kareem states, Yatlu alayhim ayatihi, in Surah 62, Surah Jumu'ah, verse 2. You, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you must recite and rehearse the Quran Sharif to them. Wa yuzakkihim, and purify them from kufr, from shirk, from blasphemy, polytheism, and internally from pride, arrogance, jealousy, hatred, rancor, malice. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and teach them the Quran Sharif, and teach them al-hikmah. Hikmah refers to the speech, the actions of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the first greatest knowledge will be that of the Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Secondly will be the speech, actions, and remember the approval of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore there are so many virtues for people who teach hadith, for people who are learning a hadith and so forth, because that was the function of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the beloved sahaba, the companions, were imbibing and acquiring that knowledge, which is also wahi and revelation. In the beginning of Surah 53, Almighty Allah states, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, he, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not speak of his own desires. In huwa illa wahwi yuha, it is but revelation that has been sent to the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Third would be the knowledge of fiqh. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, so that people get the thorough, profound understanding of deen, not just scratching the surface. Therefore, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَقِيهٌ وَاحِدٌ, when you have one faqih, one true alim, one true mufti, one true sheikh, فَقِيهٌ وَاحِدٌ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ, then he is more difficult upon the shaitan, min alfi abidin, than 1,000 worshippers. These 1,000 worshippers know the basic, the rudiments of Islam, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. But this alim knows how to apply this knowledge, when to practice on it, how to propagate it, and how to show the people what is haq and truth, and what is batil and falsehood. So all these are issues that we need to understand properly. Therefore, to have fiqh, we must understand Quran Sharif by a teacher who belongs to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and remember the Ahadith Mubarakah similarly, and then you will understand fiqh properly. And we promote and advocate the four schools of thought, the Shafi'i, the Maliki, the Hanbali, the Hanafi school. So that is what we should be learning, and that is the greatest knowledge. However, it does not mean that people must not learn maths or science or biology or history or geography. Obviously, we need to learn that as well. But we need to always realize that these sciences cannot be put on par with Quran Sharif or with the Ahadith Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So every student who's going back to school, to madrasa, to Darul Ulums, wherever, first thing we should ask ourselves, what is our intention? Remember, our intention should be to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to please Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, enhance our iman and our Islam. Secondly, we must acquire that knowledge that we can put into practice, and it becomes an asset to humanity, not just an asset to ourselves or to our pockets. So that is where is the downfall today of secularism, where they develop and promote a godless society, or capitalism, where the aim is just to make money, and the person becomes ruthless, and there's no compassion, mercy, because of the interest factor and haram elements. So therefore, we need to draw this dichotomy and distinction. And knowledge has so many virtues. It draws us closer to Almighty Allah, closer to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings. And we spread the nur, the radiance, the effulgence throughout the world, and remove the darknesses. But that same knowledge can be a wabal, a calamity and disaster for that person there. Therefore, we see, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. The hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from such knowledge that is not beneficial. Nor does that person benefit, nor did society benefit, and nor did the people benefit at the masses. So that will become a curse for that person. Similarly, we also need to ensure that whatever we are studying is permissible and acceptable in Islam. Sometimes we find our brothers or sisters, for that matter, are studying such disciplines, such sciences that are not even permissible in Islam. So rather, remember, they're studying about alcohol, or they're studying about the interest, they're studying about things that are totally unacceptable. So remember that we should not get involved in those type of industries where we're going to promote the haram, Allah forbid. In Surah 5, verse number 2, Almighty Allah states, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You cooperate and assist one another in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And you do not cooperate in sin and transgression. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala bless us with such knowledge that becomes, inshallah, a turning point in our life and becomes a sadaqah jariyah that the people and the ummah are benefiting for years and decades and centuries, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.